Mr. Greenslade, duck in front of the meeting.
I'm sorry, sir.
I should think so. What would John Snag say?
I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me. Well, it must be those elderly men's get-fit hormones.
Well, just this once we'll forget all about it. Now, kindly remove that ostrich feather and get dressed.
Certainly. But first, here is the highly esteemed Goon Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we present a masterpiece. From the socks of Terence Rattigan, we bring you a book originally scored for viola, harpsichord, and E-flat Appian Way, entitled The Choking Horror.
London, the heart of a mighty empire of restrictive practices. The year was MXM DCX Exit 1 VB 111 and a half. The place, 1913. As usual, England is on the verge of war with somebody or other. It is midnight.
What, what? Dear listeners, at that knock, I was awake instantly.
You were sleeping in the doorway.
That voice came from a tall, cadaverous man wearing a watered-down, shredded bowler.
Are you the strolling home office trichologist?
Yes, but I've got a puncture at the moment.
The pretty tube is torn.
Need a long
joke. What? We are from Scotland Yard. Are you Dr. Seagoon?
Yes, Seagoon, spelled with one G, two O's, and two I's.
Two I's in Seagoon?
Of course. How else can I see? How dare you force me to tell brilliant jokes at this time of night?
I'm sorry, sir. Here is an orchestration of an apology I'll be sending you.
Thank you. And here's a marble statue of my acceptance. Now, what can I do for you, gentlemen?
Something terribly important has come up, sir.
Oh?
Yes, it could even mean war.
War? Anyone we know?
Look, I'm not allowed to divulge names, sir. Now, will you come quietly? I've got a splitting headache.
Certainly. I'll just pack a few vital scientific instruments. You can't be too careful. Now, just a quick tune on the trampoline. Hop! Ah! That's better.
Come, sir, you're wasting time and the wind's in your favor. Now, if you'll fall in on either side of me, I'll follow you.
And remember, you must walk backwards.
Why?
It's all the rage. Hello?
Dear listeners, I was taken to a dark car, blindfolded, and left behind.
That's just a decoy. We follow in front in this small car with close-set headlamps and a pronounced limp.
Yes. Now, hurry up. In you get.
I can't see with this blindfold.
Don't worry. I'll throw your hands to the steering wheel.
What? You want me to drive blindfolded?
Only till we get there.
Right, Neddy, off you go. And don't go over the traffic lights. They're too high.
Right. Hold tight! Well, here we are. Just a minute. Exactly who are you?
I'm exactly Superintendent Gritpipe Finn of Criminal Records.
Got any of David Whitfield?
Lots. Listen.
That is beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Get off your knees. Time for fun later. Now, first, do you recognize what we're standing on?
Feet. Correct.
Now then, monsieur, what are your feet resting on?
The Tower Bridge.
Sapristi. He knows the name of the Tower Bridge.
Well, we couldn't keep it a secret forever.
Dr. Seagoon, come over here by this stanchion, whatever that means.
Well.
What is this stuff growing on the ironwork?
Just hold the bridge up whilst I examine it. Now. Great squirts of Gringe! Dear listeners, through the cardboard lens of my kiddie's junior microscope, send six box tops a foot of the athlete's friend through it. I saw in the ironwork of Tower Bridge a strange follicular growth. Whatever that means.
Well, what does it mean?
Gentlemen, I'd rather not say until I've made my laboratory tests on my dictionary.
You'll be taking away portions of the bridge, then?
May I?
Have any bit you fancy.
Oh, right. How about that blonde policewoman sunbathing on top of the Black Maria?
I'm sorry. She's just for recruiting purposes.
I say, stop. No, please, no, don't stop that naughty tech police joking. We must find out what this is growing on the bridge. Sergeant Yakubakaka, wrap up that 40-foot span and one of the towers and post it at once to Dr. Siegel's laboratory.
I'll post it for you. I'm going that way. I'll let you have my report within the millennium. Farewell.
Farewell.
For 3 days, Dr. Seagoon awaited the arrival of the Tower Bridge portions, during which time Max Geldray played a lead-knee gabble from the crouch. The Choking Horror, Part 2. Working through the night in his laboratory, Dr. Seagoon made a startling discovery.
Good heavens! I've got egg on my lapel. William, pass the salt.
Right, mate.
Oh, thank you. Now. What the devil could have happened to the parcel of Tower Bridge portions? I posted it to this address 3 days ago. I wonder what's holding it up.
Oh, hello.
Pipe down, Eccles.
Oh, what do you say?
Pipe down, Eccles.
Pipe down my foot.
It's a funny place to keep a pipe. Shut up, Eccles.
Shut up, Eccles. Shut up, Eccles. Shut up. Shut up. Oh, wait a minute. You can't talk to me like that. Do you? Do you know who I am?
No, I
Shut
don't.
Shut up. I love you. Well, I'm the financial advisor to the British government.
I thought it must be somebody like you. Now, state your business.
I've got a parcel for you.
It's the Tower Bridge portions. Quick, unwrap it. Cut the string here. That's it, right? Here we go, right? That's it.
Oop!
You dropped this.
I'm always dropping them. Now, get this girder under the microscope.
Right, come on, get on. Come on. Oh,
right. Now to scrutinize it with an intense scrut. Great leaping crabs! Dear listeners, as I examined the portion to the Tower Bridge, I observed that the strange follicular growth had increased in length.
It looks like hair, man.
It feels like hair.
It tastes like hair.
Spit that girder out at once. What?
Oh! Oh! My foot, mate.
Silence. Here, put on this record of a bandage. Eccles, for heaven's sake, answer that phone.
Oh, no.
Is that her groin 9-toxien fun ting?
Well, yeah.
Dr. Seagoon?
Give it to me. Hello, Inspector. That's that growing on Tower Bridge.
Yes?
I think it's hair.
Hair? Good heavens.
Hello? Hello? Hello, hello, hello? Curse! He's hung up. Come in!
Oh. Now then, what did we hear about hair?
It's true, isn't it, Doctor?
Well, I'm not so sure, but I know the very man to consult. Bring that girder and follow me!
The Choking Horror, Part 3.
Never mind about that, Henry. Concentrate on the vital hair-cutting customer.
Yes. Don't get a paddy on me.
Don't start that.
What? Just hand me the curling tongs.
Okay. Here they are.
Thank you, Min. Now some more kiss girl here.
Steady, don't worry.
And another one there. A blonde streak in the front. Now I'll just tie it in a horse's tail at the back.
Slamming. How do you like that? It doesn't suit you, Henry. No good, men. Let's face it. Business is bad, you know. There's no power. Three customers this morning, and two of them were bald.
Two out of three isn't bad, Henry.
Well, they were women. We'd have lost money if it weren't for them needing a shave, you know. Vitals. I'll tell you, Minnie, stop that sinful Marilyn Monroe-type walking.
I'm missing you already, Larry. Get this crazy melody crowd.
Stop that sinful modern singing, Min. You're driving me mad with that. Oh, with that sensuous Velita you're doing.
Hey, come on. You're Jack and your corny buddy. Red hot rhythm.
Miss Bannister, remove that feather duster and get dressed.
Let me do the talking, Mr. Cron. You see this girder? Tell us, what is this peculiar growth on it?
Oh, that is hair.
Nonsense! It's hair!
Moriarty, what? Come over here behind this. Behind this horse. Not that end.
Too late. No.
What is it? What is it? My dear fellow, the chemical composition of Tower Bridge is such that it can grow hair.
Well,
don't you see? If we could only grind Tower Bridge into a paste, pack it into handy 2-ounce jars, we could make a fortune selling it to...
bald-headed men.
There's a clever idiot.
That's it. Bald headed men will go. Oh, where do we start making the money? The money. Where is money? Oh, the money, 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 money. Oh, who are you? Where are you? You have money. Where are you? Money, money, money. Oh, you have money, 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 money. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Money.
Stop that filling in time type dialogue. Now then, tonight I've arranged for Tower Bridge to be secretly removed and replaced by a life-size photograph.
Brilliant. They'll never notice
the
difference.
Of course.
Oh, the Moolah, the money! Moolah, the Tower Bridge Nutfish Company for bald-headed men.
Thank you. And now, here's a record of Wallace Greenslade.
Good evening. The Choking Horror, Part 4. 3 months have passed.
Take that back off at once. Did you hear what he said? 3 months have passed.
Oh, you were you?
Gentlemen! Amazing news!
It's a gentleman with amazing news.
Dr. Seagull, what's up?
I'm exhausted.
Here, have a chair.
Oh, that's better. Now listen. London is in the grip of a choking horror. Hair is starting to grow on monuments and buildings.
What sapristi choking horror, Part 6.
Thank you, Part Hair. We must inform Parliament of this choking horror.
Yes.
Pausing only to hear Ray Ellington strumming E flat Appian Way with Coelacan's ear mute. Yes, honorable members of Parliament. Well, you may murmur rhubarb and choking horror, Part 6, but it doesn't alter the fact that in the past 10 months, the following buildings have also been declared hairy. The National Gallery, St. Paul's, Nelson's Column, the Windmill Theatre.
Please, honorable members.
Please, silence, please.
Custom. We must take action at
once. I agree.
Well,
the Albert Hall is a dreadful sight. Its hair is hanging down its back.
Nothing. Graham Sunderland's portrait of Sir Winston Churchill is completely hidden.
Thank heavens for that.
Have no fear. I have taken action. I am commencing by having the Albert Hall's haircut with Mr. Crumb supervising.
Yes, I'm going to give it a real military haircut.
Military? The Albert Hall is a civilian, sir.
What?
It's a civilian. Its hair should be parted in the middle, well greased and brushed down on either side.
No, no. That style is much too young for the Albert
Hall. I'll tell you, I've seen several brown people.
Silence! The Honorable Minister for War is trying to attract attention.
Yes, yes, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I've had a letter from Berlin. I think you all should hear. Let's have it. Reads. Oh, no, that's not it. Dear England, as from midnight tonight, 1914, a state of war exists between us. Yours sincerely, Germany. Yes, I think that's right. Yes.
Yes. Now, about this hairstyle for the Albert Hall. How about the fringe?
No, nobody. It wouldn't be able to see where it was going. Did you say we were at war, young man?
Yes.
I'd better go and get the smalls in at once.
Better not let Anthony see you doing it.
Three weeks passed, and the House was informed of startling type news.
Honorable members,
what's this up?
Startling type news of the hairy situation. St. Paul's is going bald.
Terrible.
This is terrible. We can't have St. Paul's going around with a bald head.
I concur. The solution is obvious. It must be fitted with a wig.
Never. A wig on England's finest dome? Never, sir, never. St. Paul's will have to wear a trilby, sir.
Paul's a hat. What size does it take?
104 3/8.
Wicked!
The war passed into its second year.
Happy birthday, sir.
The war passed into its second year, and a sad state of affairs existed.
Yes. One by one, the hairy buildings have gone prematurely gray.
Obviously, it's the worry of these naughty Zeppelin raids by that fiend Count Zeppelin.
Declan. For that reason, we have called in Lance Captain Hugh Jumpton.
Thank you, sir. Just hold this globe of England. Gentlemen, the Secret Service has discovered the reason for our hairy building. Just before the war, German saboteurs painted them with a secret hair-growing paint, which turned silver gray.
Sapristi, can't hold. So that's why the Zeppelins have been able to bomb them in the dark.
Exactly. But we foiled their little plan with an ingenious counter-move. Gentlemen, every grey-haired building is now wearing a bowler hat.
Brilliant! I must inspect these bowlers at once. Captain, get in your car and follow me.
Wait, silly boy. He's left his E-flat Appian way behind.
Never mind. He's got the band part for the Great North Road.
Thank heavens.
That phone ringing. Hand me a gun.
Why?
It's ringing in German. Hands up in German.
Drop that gun in English. Now listen, I am Justin Heidelberger.
The famous German spy?
Thank you for telling the listeners. Now, remove that ostrich feather from behind your ear hole and listen. 10,000 Polonian rubles or a statue of Diana Dawes in cash if you remove the boiler hat tonight.
No. But I tell you what. We'll do it for 1,000 gallons of that secret hair-growing paint of yours.
Agreed. You will find a large 1,000-gallon tank of it hidden under a bush under Air Ministry roof.
Done!
You certainly have been.
Now listen. I promise we'll remove every bowler hat from the grey-head buildings immediately.
Excellent, Kablungen. These are the ones we bomb tonight.
The choking horror part the plinge. The Air Ministry roof.
We'll watch the raid from here. How do you like being a fire watcher?
It's a smashing game, Captain.
will defend England till the last tram goes. That's peppermint. Yeah? What is that sound?
They're zeppelins coming to destroy London.
I don't like this game. I'm frightened. Look, my legs are gone green.
Fear not, little defender. You'll be safe in that 1,000-gallon tank over there.
Oh, thank you. You're running for me. It's full of smelly cat burning paint. I'll get into trouble. I've got my mum's best bloomers on.
Good heavens, Eccles! Open that stopcock.
Right cock.
Ah. There, yeah, that'll drain it all out. Blue Bottle, grab my hand, quickly. I'm
good. Good, thank you. Oh, look. I've got dirty, great, long gray hairs growing all over me. Getting all hairy.
Think of the girls. They'll be wild about Harry.
Look, it's growing longer.
Oh, here, here. And this gray hair, it's growing all over the building, too.
Copycat building.
Wait. Gray hair growing on the building. Run for it.
No.
Come, Frog Eater. Up through this trapdoor.
What?
No,
what are you doing? Look.
What? Look?
There's the 1,000-gallon tank.
I'm going to be rich.
Oh, rich, all that money with the...
Wait, what?
Oh, look. This building's covered in gray hair.
Oh, yo.
And there's a zeppelin right overhead.
And we haven't removed the bowler hats from the other buildings, have we?
Oh.
Then, Moriarty, we're standing on the only gray-haired building visible from the air.
Yes.
Shall we dance? You come here often?
Only during the race.
And so perish all enemies of the king!
Of course, that was 40 years ago. Those years of wearing tight bowlers caused premature baldness in the buildings. And if you don't believe us, go and see St. Paul's today. It hasn't got a hair on its head. Good night. That was the Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, Spike Milligan, with the Relegated Quartet of Max Gilray. The orchestra was conducted by Bruce Campbell, script by Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Pat Dixon.